ESPN 107.3 presents Rolla High School Bulldogs Basketball, featuring play-by-play from Brandon Sparks. Powered by Taylor Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, My Serenity, State Farm agent Angie Del Foster, and by Riverways Federal Credit Union, Donut King, Kingdom Kia, The Center in Rolla, Extreme Accessories, and by Williams, Robinson Wrigler, and Bush Jost, Remax Heart of America, Cox Brothers in St. James, Browns Baseball Academy, and by Farm Bureau Insurance, Chuck Meadows, Edward Jones, Gary Klossner, Colton Steakhouse in Rolla, First Community National Bank, Amco Total Car Care, Miller Glass of Rolla, Rob and Cricket's Tater Patch, and American Family Insurance Agent, Tony Froelich. Now, Bulldogs Basketball on ESPN 107.3.
And welcome back here, Rolla Bulldog Boys Basketball here tonight. Girls won last night. I am your host, Brandon Sparks. In the booth with me tonight is Kelly Brown, and running the station is Thomas Mabels. We're here to bring you Bulldog Basketball on ESPN 107.3 after a fantastic JV ball game. Did it look like it was going to come down to the wire? Didn't know if we were going to the overtime or not. But Bulldogs able to get a last second shot up, win the game 46-44 after just get able to. It was Pat Blair driving inside. I couldn't remember who he got.
Connor Joyce
gets the shot inside, up and good with 2 seconds left to play, forcing Salem to try to hit a full court shot and missed it. Bulldog JV really lighting it up right here. This game was able to. There was an intensity for the JV ball game, and it was fantastic. This pregame show is brought to you by Remax, Heart of America, Joyce Thomas, and Shelly Claus, or your Rolla Real Estate mother-daughter team. For any real estate question, go online at motherdaughterteam.com. Your Rolla Bulldogs coming in tonight, 5-0 on the year. They're taking on the Salem Tigers, who have struggled really so far this year. I've already seen this matchup a little bit before. We've seen it in the Keithborn tip-off classic. Salem coming in tonight, 1-5. And really, we'll talk about a little bit. Salem brings a lot of size, but they have they've got a turnover bug right now. It's a sickness, and they've caught it. And right now, I think they're rolling into the Rolla Bulldogs that struggled a little bit last week, but really was still defensive. They still force a lot of turnovers, and I think tonight it's going to be no different.
Absolutely. Salem does have a few big kids out here, but Trey Quick and Trey Brown, anyone down in the paint, Jack Houndsome, they've all been playing really well this season. So I don't think it's going to be too big of a problem for Rolla tonight. Of course, we already played them, won against them, but you got to come out and play every game just like it was your last.
68-36 was the final score of the first game of the year. Bulldogs were on top there. And the leading scorers for the Salem Tigers was Logan Shilton off the bench, had 10, and Lucas Morrison, was number 55, the 6'7" sophomore forward and he had 10 points as well, but six of those coming from the free throw line with 6 of 8, and he didn't get those till garbage time, really. So he was really a non-factor in that first half. Logan Shilton was a really good kid off the bench, I thought, really, for the Salem Tigers. That was the one kid I thought played decently, but the rest of them had turnover troubles. Reese Dotson and Brian Marlin had just kind of forcing passes and really couldn't hit the shots. They're not a very good shooting team. And Bulldogs were able to hit it off there. As Bulldogs, we look at the stats there a little bit, as the leading scorer that night was Alec Bohr with 19. He had 4 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 assists there. R.J. Alford was our Colton's player of the game. He had 8 points, had 4 rebounds, and 7. Was that 7? Yep, that's 8. 7 assists on the night. So he was our first Colton player of the game of the year winner. So an R.J. kind of struggling these last couple of games, but looking to get back at it. This will be the first time Blaze plays the Salem Tigers, as he didn't play that first game. So there's a lot coming into this ball game, because it's interesting, because this is a team that we have the potential to see 2 more times. We might not play them again, but there's also a chance we'll see them another 2 times.
Oh, for sure. And I know Rollins excited about that. They had a great game against them the first time, and they're looking to have another one here. And if you can get 2 wins on the season, that definitely does a huge confidence boost, especially when you play them again.
Hey, we're going to take a quick little break here, and when we come back, we'll have more. We'll break down this game a little bit more here at ESPN 107.3.
This is Jack Mayer with Colton's Steakhouse in Rolla, Missouri, and you're listening to Bulldogs Basketball in Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
And welcome back here to ESPN 107.3. This is our Coach's Corner. Our Coach's Corner is brought to you by Miller Glass Rolla, where we install it all.
Coach Miller here tonight. Your Bulldogs 5-0. You're taking on a Salem Tigers team that's been the, kind of the opposite of your Bulldog team. They came in struggling 1-5 on the year. So you take them on your home on their home court. What are you expecting going into tonight?
I want to see our guys give maximum effort. Want to see them that they're paying attention to detail. Want to make sure they're working together, good teammates. And if we go out and we play as hard as possible, it's hard to expect anything more. And what I've seen of our guys so far, if we give total effort, work together, good things happen for us.
Coach, last time we seen your seen the squad was in, against St. James at home. And it was the fourth game in 6 days for your Rolla Bulldog squad. And that's a lot for a high school squad. So you get a little bit, basically a week off. So you think that week of practice, did that help these dogs?
I don't know, help or hurt. Sometimes you want to, when you're on a roll, you want to keep on playing. But truthfully, I like a little bit of extra time to continue to prepare. You know, as we go along, we put a lot of new things in throughout the season. We've got some really intelligent guys, and they have to be, because we do a lot of we have a lot of sets that they have to understand and remember. We change defenses that they have to be prepared and ready for and know where they go. And so, you know, that the extra time helps to prepare us better. The preparation for that is that you're getting repetition in things that you have to know. And of course, the more repetition you get, you can kind of stop thinking and you just sort of react. And that's where we need to get.
You guys playing a Salem Tiger team tonight and really have started off the season struggling with turnovers, had a lot of turnovers in all of their games except for the St. Clair-Potosi game where they were a very close game. So, and off of a loss last week to St. James where a single kid had about 8 steals in one game. So is that kind of your key tonight for like Blaze and a couple of these other guards to get multiple steals?
What we've seen out of our guys so far is that's one of our strengths, is we get after you defensively. We speed teams up to where, you know, try and get them out of their comfort zone, make them play faster than what they're used to. And certainly we'll try and do that again tonight. Push the ball up and down the floor. They've got some big guys that, you know, they can get a lot done with their big guys. So we've got to make sure we're moving them up and down the floor and kind of taking some leg strength out from under them.
The first time we played in Blaze Clauser, we weren't able to play. So going into that, how is the health of the boys coming into tonight?
Oh, everybody's strong and healthy, and I'm sure they're looking forward to playing tonight.
Coach Miller, Bulldogs get this win here tonight if they do what?
Yeah. One of those deals, if we score a lot more points than they do, we'll be happy. Truthfully, probably what we are looking for is really 100% effort and play tough defense, work hard on the boards. And I think we'll get enough shots to fall that as long as we do that, it's going to be good for the dogs tonight.
Thank you, Coach Miller, and good luck to you and the boys tonight. That was our Coach's Corner, which is brought to you by Miller Glass and Rolla, where we install it all. When we come back, we'll have our starting lineups, our key to the game presented by Kelly Brown, and opening tip-off here at ESPN 107.3.
Hi, I'm Gregory.
I'm Patricia.
And I'm Jacob.
With Donnie King.
And you're listening to Bulldogs Basketball on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
And welcome back here to ESPN 107.3. Oh, it's almost time here for game time as they're introducing the starting lineups here. We want to get our key to the game in real quick, presented by Kelly Brown. Our key to the game is brought to you by Taylor Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Rolla. The keys to your new vehicle are just one click away at TaylorChryslerRolla.com. Kelly Brown, what is our player of the game? What is our key to the game?
Key to the game for Rolla to get the win tonight is just to play Rolla's game. We want to spread the floor, run the fast break, keep the tempo up just like Rolla normally does, and we'll be fine for tonight.
I like that. You got it. Some guys, some teams, you just got to play your game. And Rolla's got this system, and it's worked for many years now. And I think you're completely right. I think that's exactly what they had to do. Spread the floor and play your system here tonight if you're the Rolla Bulldogs. That is our key to the game, which is brought to you by Taylor Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Rolla.
So now it takes our starting lineup. So starting lineups are brought to you by Donut King. Donut King and Raleigh, guaranteed fresh, never frozen. The Donut King located on North Bishop, as we'll start off here with the Salem Tigers. The Salem Tigers, I believe what it was last time, will be, I think that's going to be number three, Brian Marlin. As, no, I am wrong there. No, I don't think that is right. We'll do the Bulldogs here first here, because now I could not see. I think my numbers are messed up. We'll start here with the Bulldogs. It'll be number five, R.J. Alford, the senior guard. Number 15, the Blaze Klausner, the senior guard as well. Number 21, Alec Gore, the senior guard. Number 34, sophomore guard, Trey Brown. And number 35, senior forward, Trey Quick. A quick little fun fact here, Kaylee Brown. All five of these guys have player of the games here already in the season. Five games in, all five have player of the games.
Sounds like we had a great game coming up. We got five player of the games here.
All five of them. So in the starting lineup, they're really killing it here so far here for the Salem Tigers. It was number three, Brian Marlin here, starting it off here at guard. Reese Dotson wearing number 10. He's the 6 foot junior point here for the Salem Tigers. And then number 21, Jordan Schultz, the 6 foot five senior forward. Number 23, Carter Shilton, the 6 foot junior forward. And then number 24, Hayden Wilson, he's the 6 foot senior guard for the Salem Tigers. And going up for the tip off, it will be Alec Bohr again. I can't tell who that is now. Alec Bohr versus Jordan Schultz. I finally see his number. Salem wearing the wall white with the blue letters and numbers. And Bulldogs in their classic maroon with, I believe it is, with a little gray. It looks like the gray numbers. A little bit of gold in there. Our tip-off is brought to you by State Farm Insurance agent Angie Dale Foster, located on Hawk Drive in Rolla. As now the sixth man alive and well here in Salem. Who knew the sixth man travels this well as it does the tip up and good here for the Bulldogs. That starts off the first quarter. Our first quarter is brought to you by Cox Brothers Food Equipment Repair. The time means money. They call Cox Brothers Food Equipment Repair in St. James. As that's going to be a quick turnover here for the Dogs. They try to get it, feed it inside and went out of bounds. It'll be a quick turnover here for the Dogs. And they're going to play here this full court man-to-man. As they finally get it inbounded here to number 24, Wilson. Kicks it back over here to Shilton. And Shilton's going to get it to the point guard, Reese Dotson. Reese Dotson bringing it up. Salem going right to left on your radio. Gets it here in the left wing. Back over to the corner to Shilton. Back up top to Marlin. Marlin gets it, feeds it down low. Shot up. No good off the front iron. Rebound coming down to Trey Quick. As Blaze with the ball, going to get it up top. Kicks it over to RJ in the left wing. Looking to drive. Baseline. Shot up. Or pass up is... It will get up to Blaze. Blaze looking for a screen. Nope, gets it over here to Trey here to the right elbow. Back over to Blaze. Does get the screen set by it. Caught up, no good. Rebound going to come down to Trey Quick. That's his second. And up and no good. Another rebound coming down to Blaze Klausner. As Alec gets it here in the right elbow. Shot up and good from Alec Bohr. That makes it 2-0 here in the first score of the night here for the for both teams. Dogs up 2-0 here with 7:05 left to play here in the first quarter. They can go here to Marlin in the right wing. Marlin looking to drive, got up, and no good. Trey Quick with three boards already quickly in this ball game as they get it here to Alec Bohr in the left wing. Back over to RJ, right back to Alec. Alec thought about a deep three here in the left wing. Gets a screen set from Trey. Look like they were running. We're on a little pick and roll. Kicks it over to Blaze in the corner. He's going to drive left baseline. Kicks it inside to Trey. Good pass from Blaze Bosner. And great, there's a nice cut from Trey Quick there. 4-0 to score, 6:30. Let's play here in the first. Gets it inside. Ball on the ground. Marlin tried to fit that inside to Shilton. He's still got the ball, though. It's going to be a jump ball. He does get the jump ball here.
Trey Quick doing a lot of work early here. He got that first turnover at the very beginning.
Yep.
But now he's got three boards already and a bucket.
Three rebounds here. 4-0 the score here. Dogs on top of the Tigers early with 6:20. Let's play here in the first. As they kick it over here to Wilson. Wilson gets it over to Marlin. Shot up, no good. Dotson as Marlin gets the rebound. Marlin's got it here in the right wing. Is the sixth man letting him know it's an air ball? I don't know if he knew it was an air ball until the sixth man knew.
Yeah,
but
I don't think they did.
I don't know if he knew, but the sixth man knows now that, hey, you
yes,
shot that air ball.
Thank you, sixth man, for letting everyone know.
Yes, we didn't know. We didn't know for sure. I'm glad they're there to help me out. As that's the jump ball here coming into the Dogs. Gets it over to Trey Brown, left wing, up top to RJ. Already over to Trey, gets a double screen set up. Trey up and good. Man, that's pretty. Assist goes to RJ Alfred. As there's just a pretty shot from Trey Brown. Makes it 7-0. As they kick the shot up top. Off the back iron, no good. As it was Dotson with the shot. Had a little bit of space. Going to get the rebound. Trey Brown going to bring it up himself. Up and good from Trey Brown. Off a good feed from Blaze Klausner. As that's 9-0 here with 5:30. Let's play here in the first. RJ looking to get the steal. Going to kick it over to the corner. Shilton up, no good. Rebound coming down to Alec Bohr. Alec going to bring it up. Crossover gets it to Trey. Trey's going to take another three in the left corner. Why not? Three up, no good. Rebound going to come down to number 23, Shilton. Shilton's got to get it out there as he gets it over to Dotson. Dotson going to bring it up on the far side of the court. Kicks it over to Shilton, right over to Marlin. Marlin from three, up and good for Marlin off the feed of Shilton. As that makes it 9-3 here. Bulldogs on top of the Tigers, 4:55. As we keep the run against the Tigers up here for the Dogs. As Blaze looking to get it over to RJ to sweep around. RJ, there's going to be a foul on the floor. They get it inside of the right elbow to Alec, but a little reach inside. As that foul will be on number 24, Hayden Wilson. First foul for him and the Salem Tigers. They get inbound here. Trey Quick up and no good, but he will go to the free throw line 4-2. A lot of contact. As Wilson trade to the free throw line. This trip to the free throw line is brought to you by the attorneys at the Raw Law Firm of Williams, Robinson, Riegler, and Bush Jones.
That was another foul on Hayden Wilson for Salem, so he's got two quick ones already.
Two quick fouls here for Hayden Wilson.
As Trey Quick missed his first free throw.
0-for-1 right there, second one up, and good from Trey. 1-2 on the line here, 50% on the night. He's over here to Marlin off the inbound. Marlin back over here to Dotson. Dotson, the actual point guard, the real point. He really did well distributing last year. Gets over to Marlin in the right wing. Back up top to Dotson. Kicks it over to Logan Shilton. Logan Shilton had 10 last time he played the Dogs. Kicks it over. Good passing from the Tigers. They kick it up. And three, good from Carter Shilton off the Marlin pass. That was a good pass in there from the Tigers. Makes it 10-6. Dogs still on top here. Trey's going to pull up from the baseline. No good. Rebound coming down to Carter Shilton. That's his second. Dotson looking to drive. Kicks over here to the Marlin in the left wing. Gets it down low. No. Good steal there from Trey. As now there's going to be a foul on the floor. And the sixth man is letting them hear it for no reason there. They called it. I said, I don't know. Maybe they just like to yell.
Yeah, whenever the sixth man's here, it's always a better experience.
They're going to yell. So it makes it, especially after that JV game where it was live.
Oh, yeah.
It was real.
That fired them and me up.
I was all excited. We were excited up here, folks. 10-6 here off the inbound to Blaze Klausner in the near side. Going to come right over here to Blaze left wing. A little overhead pass to Trey. No good. Try to bank it in there. It's going to be rebounded by Carter Shilton, but he's going to go out of bounds. Quick turnover for the Salem Tigers.
As the ball's going to stay here for Rolla.
I think I have unofficially three turnovers already for the Tigers. 3:48 here. Let's play here in the first. 10-6. Dogs on top. Inbound baseline right here from Alec Bohr. Going to kick it over to Trey Brown. Kicks it back inside of Quick. Nice no look to outside of Malouk and Pritchett from Trey Quick inside. Blaze with another rebound. That's his second. As they kick it over to Alec and deep in the right wing. No good. As it hit net. Alec close right there. Just not enough on it there. We'll go out of bounds. We'll be Tiger basketball. Tiger's going to get it inside. As there's a travel. Man, that's another turnover. A silly turnover there from Logan Shilton. I think he thought Alec was on it. It looked like he thought Alec was right on his hip. So when he reached back for it, he was ready to fight for it. And no one was there. So he kind of took a couple steps there for an easy travel call. Alec Bohr at the inbound baseline right. Gets it here to Blaze. Blaze back up top to Malukin. With 3:35 left to play here in the first. 10-6. Dogs on top. As Blaze looking to drive here, he's going to be guarded by number one, Dawson Conway. Gets over here to Alec. Alec inside to Trey. Trey, oh, he lost his man off the pass. Gets it inside to Blaze. Back inside to Trey Brown. Up, no good. And I think Blaze ended up with it. Somehow Blaze ended up with it. Trey Quick's going to go for it. Lost the ball. Trey Brown come back down with it. And up and good from Trey Brown. Blaze has got three boards on the night as well. Trey Brown, I should say, he's got seven already on the night here for the Dogs. Kicks it inside for the Tigers up. No good, but he will get fouled. I think it's going to be on Trey Brown or Trey Quick. It'll be on a Trey.
One of them.
Watch me get that wrong.
And it's on Trey Brown. That's his first personal.
First team foul here for the Dogs. Well, here, 301 play here. Up and off the back iron, no good. For, I think that's Jordan Schultz. Jordan Schultz from the free throw line last time, 0 for 2. Well, he starts off the night 0-1 here so far. Up, no good again. Rebounding going to come down to, I believe that was going to be Colby Shivers. Colby Shivers with his first board. Kicks it into the left baseline. Up, no good from Danny Foster. Rebound's going to come down to Malukin. Malukin's going to take it out. Three up, no good. Rebound's going to come back down to Colby. No, it's going to be off his hands. It's going to be rebounded by Carter Shilton. Gets it over here. Fast break here. Going to kick it back up. No, Blaze Clauser with the steal. Blaze Clauser's going to tap to 2-on-1 opportunity. Up, no good. Rebound's going to be dealt by Alec. It is up and good from the putback from Alec Bohr.
And we got a timeout, Salem.
Salem Tigers are going to call a timeout. This timeout is brought to you by the attorneys at the Raw Law Firm of William Robinson Riegler and Bush Jost, as I believe it's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well here at ESPN 107.3.
This is Gary Klausner with Edward Jones, and you're listening to Bulldogs Basketball on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
14-6, Dogs on top of the Tigers here with 2:25 left to play here in the first quarter, as it will be Dotson bringing it up here for the Tigers. The Tigers going right to left on your radio. He's going to try to kick it up. Alec Bohr with a steal, and there's going to be a foul. Alec Bohr with another steal.
Alec just poked that ball loose, started going with it, and Salem had no choice but to just foul him on the so they wouldn't get the fast break.
I believe I got about five steals on the night already for the Dogs. Two of them from Trey Quick, as Blaze is going to bring it up, kick it over to Malukin. Quick little dump pass, no good. Rebound coming down to Alec. Alec's going to get his third board. Kick it over here, and it's going to be a quick turnover. He thought Blaze was going to cut, but it was a quick turnover there. Steal from Dotson. As Dotson gets it up to Conway, back over here to Shilton. Shilton back up top to Dotson. He's going to pull from three. It looked good for a split second as Kobe Shivers gets his second rebound. Skied up there. Gets it to Malukin. Almost gets stolen, but Malukin able to stay with it. As gets a bounce pass to Kobe. Kobe up here in the left wing. Back over to Blaze in the right wing. Pump fake. Stops his dribble, kicks over to Alec. Alec, nice slow delivery up, no good. And it will be a foul on Danny Foster.
He just went up for that rebound and got a little too much on his hops right there.
Okay, went a little too far and gave a little smack at the ball, but he kind of hit a hand too. That'll be the first foul here for Danny Foster. It was 14-6 here. Bulldogs still on top. As they get it here to Conway in the left wing, going to get it down low to Morrison. Morris, that's a bad mismatch. They're going to call a charge.
Yeah, he lowered his shoulder to Danny Foster right there. Danny was doing as best he can, staying big, putting his hand straight up in the air, and he just tried a little too much right there.
Hey, you know, and Morrison's a 6'7 forward, sophomore forward. Danny Foster is the sophomore forward as well, but he's not 6'7. He's not big.
Unfortunately.
He's not big like that, man, but kind of just looked worse there for the charge. It will be Bulldog basketball. Getting here to Malukin in the left corner. Back up top to Blaze. Blaze in the left wing. Back over to Malukin. Malukin has space. He's going to pull it. And he does it good with a man in his face. Big three. Don't be afraid to pull that shot, Malukin. That is 17-6 here. Dogs on top with less than a minute. Let's play in the first quarter. Gets it to Conway in the left wing. Back over here to Shilton. Shilton's going to drive left baseline. Look at a spin out of it. No, and shot up. It's going to be off no good. They're going to call travel on Malukin after he got the board.
That was rough. Blaze was also right there for the rebound, and they kind of just ran into each other and looking to get that pass off quite in time.
He kind of threw it up when he was falling. It was a travel, though. It'll be Tiger basketball inbounding here off the baseline right.
As Benjamin Kolinch is coming in for Blaze Klausner.
As they're trying to get it into Dotson, they do it here into the left baseline. Shot up good from Dotson.
Quick little pull-up right there for Dotson over Benjamin Kolinch.
Quick one, because I didn't think it was coming. That makes it 17-8 here score with the score. Dogs on top. It's Alec Bohr in the left wing. As the Bulldogs most likely is going to play here for the last shot with 30 seconds left to play in the first. Gets it to Malukin in the left wing. Trying to force Dotson to make a move over there to Malukin. Gets it back up top to Alec. Right over here to Colby. Colby in the right wing. He's going to drive. Kick it over here to Alec. Almost gets a hand on it as Dotson. As Alec got one-on-one here with Conway. Dawson Conway is the junior guard, as now he kicks it over to Colby. Colby's going to pull up. No, kick it over to Malukin. He's got 5 seconds. Malukin's going to pull up there. Floater, no good. Rebound going to come down to Morrison. As now they're going to pull up full court. No good here for the Salem Tigers. 17-8, come on back for second quarter action at ESPN 107.3.
Hi, this is Dave Watkins with Extreme Accessories, and you're listening to Bulldog Basketball on Mid-Missouri Media's ESPN 107.3.
Second quarter action here at ESPN 107.3 is brought to you by Keenum Kia, located on North Bishop, or online at KeenumKia.com. Stop in now and you can get your oil change for only $1 at Keenum Kia. Tiger basketball here, 17-8. Bulldogs on top going into the second. It will be Tiger basketball. It will be Dotson and the Tigers going right to left on your radio. Going to get it over here to Wilson. Wilson's got two fouls. Gets it inside to Morrison up and no good, but we'll go to the free throw line for two.
I thought that was good defense by Danny Foster. He had a good contest to me.
I thought it was, but I think he might have got a piece of him on the way down. I think that's what it was. So I think he did get a piece of him. That'll be his second. First up and in and out, no good for Lucas Morrison. And I believe that's how he started last game. He started off like 0-for-2 from the free throw line, and then he went perfect. As this one's up and no good as well. It's going to be Alec with a strong rebound as they almost throw it out of bounds here to Colby. As Kobe gets over here to Foster in the left wing. Back up top, gets over to Malukin. Malukin dishes it inside by the elbow toward Alec. Looking to find Malukin streaking, kicks it out to Kolinch. Up and no good. Malukin with the board. That's two for Malukin Pritchett. As Alec looking to drive, kick it out with a no look. Kobe wasn't ready for the no look. As he gets it back up top to Alec. Three up and good from Alec Bohr. First three-pointer for Alec Bohr on the night as he got seven.
Great ball movement so far by the Rolla offense.
It's been beautiful. Beautiful. They get it back up top here to Dotson. Dotson guarded by Kolinch. Now they're going to do a double team to Conway. Conway gets it inside. I believe it's going to be Schultz. Schultz kicks it back out to Conway. Up and no good. Rebound is going to come down to Morrison. Morrison up and no good. As ball is going to come down to Malukin. Malukin with the board there. That's his third. As they get inside here to Alec. Back over to Foster in the right wing. Back up top to Malukin. Moving over here to Alec. Alec inside gets it to Foster. Foster going to pull up from three. No good off the back iron. And rebound can come down to Dotson. Dotson going to try to go coast to coast. And try to get a foul started, but he was not. Alec kind of missed Alec, so he kind of had a turnaround 360 layup. And
it was more of a 180, but he was trying.
As he could have went all the way around. It was the whole twister. I seen a whole twister coming around.
And it ends up with a rebound. There was no rebound, but there was a foul on the rebound. Number 24,
it was over
Hayden
the back.
Wilson got over the back on
that's
that rebound.
A third for Hayden Wilson already. That's all he's got on the stat sheet tonight is fouls. 20-8, 6:20 left here. Bulldogs on top. Kicks it back in about top to Malukin. Malukin's going to pull up from three off a pump fake. Up and good for Malukin Pritchett.
Look at getting some of his confidence back shooting tonight.
And he's kind of a kid that's been missing lately, but they've been really good shots, and they've just been close, and they're just not able to do anything with it. Going to get it inside here to Schultz. Up and going to hit, be bad. It's going to be on the ground. It's going to hit off Collins, and Schultz ended up with it, trying to get a bounce pass in between the legs, trying to get it to Wolf. But it hit off Collins. It looks like Jack Houston is going to come in here for Alec Bohr.
A lot of dust up here.
I wonder what that was. He's kind of... Throwing the hands over here. 20-38 here. It's off the inbound from the Salem Tigers. Dotson guarded by Kolinch. Dotson looking to drive right side. Gets a screen here by Morrison. He can pull up. Shot up and look good. Morrison's going to come up. No, board coming down to Malukin. Four rebounds here for Malukin Pritchett here tonight. Already Kobe in the left wing. Back over here to Kolinch in the left corner. Up no good. As that rebound going to come down, there will be a foul on the rebound.
Another over the back, this time on Rolla. And I believe it's going to be... Yep, Trey Brown.
That's his second, I think. I think it's his second foul here, yep.
Team fourth for Rolla, as Salem has six.
5:38 left to play here in the second quarter. 23-8, Dogs on top. Salem yet to score in this second quarter as Dawson bring it up. Dawson's going to get a screen set by Schultz. He got to get a double team, kicks it out to Conway. No, he's going to miss it. Kolinch with the steal. Benjamin Kolinch with the steal as he gets up here to Malukin. Malukin here in the left wing, or top, going to kick it to Kobe. Deep three in the left wing. Up and good from Kobe. Shivers.
Fire away, young blood.
Fire away, young blood. Atta boy there. That makes it 26-8 here with 5:05 to play here in the first half. Colby Shivers here off the Malukan Pritchett assist as well. Hits that three. It's a little raining down threes here for the Dogs. Going to get it inside to Schultz. Schultz shot up and good. That's first point of the night here for Schultz and or the first points in the second quarter for the Salem Tigers. Malukan bringing up the court here. Dogs going left to right as Colby Shivers, I think he forgot he had a dribble. He's going to take it off the left wing. Going to kick over to Trey. Trey had to take a little step back here in the left wing. Back up top to Malukan. Right over to Colby. Colby deep in the left wing again. Up and good from Colby.
Colby Shivers firing from way beyond the arc.
Way.
In the past two possessions.
He's way downtown, son. 29-10 here. Dogs on top here. That's about three or four straight three-pointers in straight possessions. And now they're moving the ball around the perimeter. Gets it inside to Schultz. Schultz up. And I thought it was decent defense there from
Especially Colby. Small Colby Shivers is he?
I thought that was
great defense.
I thought they might throw him a bone there for being the smaller guy, and I thought it was good defense there from Colby, but it was shot up and good, and it will send Schultz back to the free throw line.
That's Colby Shivers' first personal and Rolla's 15, as Schultz is 0 for 2 so far.
As that free throw up, and no good. Had a chance for an and-one opportunity, didn't get it. Trey Quick with the board gets his fourth. R.J. Alford coming up the court here, going to drive here in the right wing. Gets it inside of Trey. He thought RJ was going to stay there, but RJ tried to kick it. Oh, he's ready to motion out into the corner. So that's a quick turnover here for the Dogs. As it will be Dawson with bringing up the ball here for the Tigers. He's going to pull up from the right wing up and no good. You can't do that. Cheerleader definitely hit that.
Yeah.
Bulldogs got away with one. Cheerleader definitely hit that ball away from her. Because he might have had a chance to save that.
He did, but they're so tight over there. Hard for.
Yeah, I always feel bad for the cheerleaders because you never know when they might get just rocked over there. Someone driving,
especially during football.
Ooh. Yeah, as it's Bulldog basketball, 29-12, Bulldogs on top. We're gonna be driving the left lane. It's Colby. Colby's gonna get fouled. As soon as that ball came up, it came right back down. But it will send Colby to the free throw line 4-2.
That was on Brian Marlin. That's his second personal, seventh team.
Here with 3:40, let's play here in the first half. Free throw up and bounce around. No good from Colby Shivers, 0-1 right here to start off the night. 2 3-pointers. He had 2 in quick succession. That went up and good. 1-2 on the line there. He's got 7 on the night with 2 rebounds.
Blaze Klausner coming in for Colby Shivers.
As now here, make it 30-12. Dogs on top.
As you can probably hear, the sixth man getting loud.
I hope you can hear him. It should be. Dawson gets going to be over here. Going to be a motion here to Marlin. And there's going to be a travel. That's a turnover quickly here for the Tigers. A little too much going on there for the Tigers. try to bring some motion in. And just no one could handle the ball really well there. So that's a quick turnover here for the Tigers. As now it will be RJ here, going to get over now to Alec, gets it back inside of Jack, right back over to Trey, inside to Alec again. Looks like he's going to do a turnaround jumper. He's going to hit Trey. Nope, couldn't handle the pass. That's a turnover here for the Dogs.
Trey Quick was wide open for 3 up at the top. Just, I don't know if he didn't see the shot or wasn't wanting to take it.
He's been one of those kids that's been wanting to use his size back down inside, so he's been really – I like the chance to go ahead and take that streak, but – just couldn't handle the pass that time. As there's going to be
a double dribble.
Double dribble there quickly there from Logan Chilton. Another turnover for the Tigers. Is there a turnover bug still continuing here for the Tigers? Gets to Blaze in the left wing. Blaze almost gets the pass intercepted as he decided to fake it. As Dawson was ready to pounce on it here with 30-12. Bulldogs on top here with 2:50 left to play. Gets it here to Alec. Alec up top now, back over to Jack in the right wing. Gets it back inside to Alec. He's going to pull up jumper. No good. As Trey trying to save it, he does. Gets it to Jack. Shot up and good from Jack Council.
Great play by Trey Quick, diving out of bounds and giving it right back into Jack Council.
That was a perfect pass to Jack, honestly. That makes it 32-12. As now it will be Dawson in the left wing. Guarded tightly. Going to kick it over here to Schultz. Nope. Up no good as it was Shilton. I apologize. Rebound going to come down to Salem. Caught up and no good that time from Schultz. He's going to go to the free throw line 4-2, though. It was Carter Shilton. He pulled up from three with Blaze Klausner right in his grill.
And now there's a foul on Trey Quick, which is his first, team fifth.
Jordan
team
Schultz,
sixth, excuse me.
And Jordan Schultz struggling right now as he's 0-for-4 from the free throw line. With an opportunity, he's got a chance to break that streak right now. As that went up, and no good again. Bulldogs going to end up with the ball as it's Trey with the rebound again. That's five on the night for Trey Quick. He's over here to Audrey in the left wing. He's going to pull from three quickly. No good. Rebound going to come down to Jordan Schultz. They get over here to Dotson. Dotson up top. Dotson going to get it back over here to, I can't see who that is. It's Carmack. Back over here to Wolf. Who's going to do the motion. Can keep sweep pat, keep doing the sweeps as they get back over here to Schultz. Shilton. Shilton, ball on the ground, somehow ends up back to the Tigers, and they try to get up top to Dotson. Now for the steal. Is that up and good from Alec Bohr, and another steal for Alec Bohr. 9 points here from him. He's got two steals and three rebounds. Oh, four rebounds. And now it's going to be Dotson. Dotson behind the back. Has to stop his dribble. He's over here to Shilton, Carter Shilton. Back up top to Dotson. Dotson looking to get it inside of Schultz, but doesn't like the matchup he has with Trey. Back over here to, Alec hit
it. Alec.
I didn't think it hit off Alec until I seen how high that ball flew. And it will be Danny Foster coming in for Trey Quick. The inbound here from the far side. As it will get it to Dotson. Dotson here just passing the S here. He go here to Shilton, the right wing, gets it down low, back up top. He can move the ball around. Shilton again from three, no good. Rebound coming down to RJ Alford. Strong rebound there from RJ. He's going to bring it up himself. Kick it over here to Alec. And Alec, don't you even think about shooting that three. That's deep. That's too deep. As he still thought about it. Get over here to Blaze. Blaze sweeping. Going to come back over here to his right. Right here in the right wing. Stop his dribble up to Alec. Alec had a little space, but they closed in on him quickly there in the left wing. He's going to drive. Up and under. No good. Good drive there from Alec Bohr. Rebound going to come down to Jordan Schultz. As they kick it over here, they're going to be a fast break. Shot up and good there. Defense not good there that time for the Dogs. Fast break just didn't get down court fast enough there. Shot up and good from Wolf. That makes it 34-14 with 31 seconds of the play here for the Dogs here in the first half. Gets up to Jack, right over to Blaze. Blaze gets it inside to Foster, and there should be a foul.
They were both jumping all over him.
I was about to say, I'm surprised it wasn't called earlier because it looked like you had Carter Shilton jump right on him. And then Jordan Schultz came flying in the air and jumped right on him. So it will send Danny Foster to the free throw line.
And that foul was on Jordan Schultz, and that's his first personal eighth team for Salem.
As we enter the bonus. Free throw up and no good for Danny Foster. Alec Bohr, oh, no. Hey, Alec Bohr had it, but it will be Carter Shilton that ends up coming down with it. Kind of just takes and rips it out of the hands here. With 15 seconds, let's play here in the first half. 34-14. Bulldogs on top here. Tigers playing for the last shot. Get over here up top to Wolf. Wolf's over here to Shilton in the left wing. Trying to get somebody open. Trying to get inside as Conway hits that ball out. Or Conway try to fit it inside to Schultz.
RJ just sends it right back.
He smacks it. He smacked that ball. Now they got to get a quick inbound play here with 1.8 seconds left to play. Looking for Dotson. Gets it into Shilton. He's going to pull up from three. No good as he gets partially tipped by Jack. And that's the end here of the first half. 34-14. Bulldogs on top. Come on back here for our halftime analysis at ESPN 107.3.
The Rolla High School Bulldogs play here. KLPW, Steelville, Rolla. Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
Our Bulldog Halftime Show is brought to you by Robin Cricket's Tater Patch, famous for their taters and home of the Bulldog Burger. As right now, Bulldogs on top, 34-14. As really, Bulldogs look good. They've looked really good here so far, putting Salem in this turnover trouble like they've been in. And when it comes down to it, they're hitting the shots they've had to. They got hot from the three-point line in that second quarter, so right now, I mean, they're looking really good. There's not a lot of negativity you can say about the Bulldogs.
Yeah, not really. They do have a few more turnovers than we would like to see, but that comes along with any game.
Yeah.
they're not doing a full court press that we have. That we, they've done it a couple times whenever they have to inbounds from back there, but they're not really off the shot and off the makes for Salem. They're not trying to run a full court press, which kind of lets them get back, rest a little bit, relax, and focus on their setting up their defense.
We'll talk about a little bit of the stats here real quick. As right now, I got my leading score is Alec Bohr here. He's got 9 points. We'll do our stats real quick. Ozark stats are brought to you by Browns Baseball Academy. Check us out online at brownsbaseballacademy.com. As our leading scorer here tonight, Alec Bohr here. I got him with 4 rebounds, two steals, and 9 points here from Alec. You got two guys here with 7. Trey Brown had a quick 7 in like the first about 3 minutes of that first quarter. Hasn't done much really since. He's got 2 fouls there. And then you got Colby Shivers, got 2 rebounds and 7 points there. Two three-pointers in succession for Colby Shivers, and went 1 or 2 from the free throw line. Malukin Pritchett, he's had a really good game, I think, tonight. He's got 6 points, both off 3-pointers, and then 2 assists and 3 rebounds there from Malukin. I think Malukin, this is the kind of a game he's needed.
Absolutely. Another thing, Malukin has 5 rebounds unofficially right now. I've got him for. And the whole team, Rolla, has been rebounding well, way better than Salem is. We talked about their bigs early on in the game, but Rolla is coming in here, rebounding, getting those boards, being big down in the paint, which is a huge reason why we have the lead that we do.
I think this has probably been Malukin's best game here so far tonight, and he's playing really well. Blaise Klausner, unofficially, I have him for three rebounds. I got him for an assist and a steal. He's not on the scoreboard yet, but I don't remember him taking a shot. I don't think he's actually taken a shot here in this game so far. So, I mean, Blaise is that kind of kid where he's got that leader role where he's got to be able to be that facilitator, play good defense, and he's been doing that so far here tonight. Trey Brown, we said earlier, got 7, and then Jack Hounsen with two coming off the bench. So, really, they're rolling on all cylinders. There's not much you can say about them.
Yeah, absolutely. They outscored Salem 17-6 that last quarter. Holding Salem to 6 points, I didn't think that was kind of a surprise to me. But, no, the score, we have a 20-point lead right now. And there's not really much to say. They're playing great ball.
That's really all you can say. I mean, they look really good here tonight. And I think a lot of people are like, well, they're playing a Salem Tiger team that's struggling, and they should be doing this. And, you know, I'm not going to say you're wrong. They should be doing this. But you can't say, well, they should be doing this and then not give them the credit for what they're doing.
Absolutely.
We said they should come out here and really beat them this way and play this kind of game. And that's exactly what they're doing. So they're playing really good basketball. We'll see what they can do here in the second half. When we come back, we'll have third quarter action here at ESPN 107.3.
This is Laurie West Jr. with Kingdom Kia, and you're listening to Bulldogs Basketball on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
Third quarter action starts off here with a quick bucket, as I didn't even see who made that.
RJ Alford right there.
RJ Alford
came off the screen and was wide open for a nice little layup right there.
That makes it 36-14. Bulldogs on top. RJ gets his first points of the night here as the Tigers going left to right. They're going to come back, get it inside somehow off the deflected pass. We're going to roll around the rim, coming back down to the Salem Tigers, and it will be number 24. Hayden Wilson, who's had some foul trouble, gets it back in. Bulldogs going quickly here from the start of this third quarter. And this third quarter was brought to you by First Community National Bank. See how easy online banking can be at fcnb.com. Blaise, he's over here to Trey in the right wing or right corner up. No good. Rebound going to come down to the Tigers, as it will come down here to Wolf. Wolf gets it in, gets it back up top to Dotson, and there's going to be a. You can't do that, son. That's another turnover for the Tigers.
Great suffocating defense by Blaise Klausner. Came up there.
Yeah, made all him, over him.
Made
cover him like a
dribble.
Wet blanket, son. Just cover him all over. As that will be RJ Alford here going right to left on your radio. 36-16 with 6:55 to play here in the third. Gets it. Tried to really throw it. He threw a dime in there really hard.
He was trying to get it to Trey Quick inside, and Trey Brown came in on the cut. And
it was right in the way. He threw it in there super hard. There's flames coming off of it. That'd be a turnover here for the Dogs, as that makes it that's fifth turnover I have unofficially here for the Dogs. As now it will be Dawson. Dawson spinning around, trying to get space, trying to fit it down low to I believe it's going to be Schultz, and it'll be out of bounds off the Tigers. Another turnover.
Salem's not doing too hot keeping the ball in their hands right now.
No, they're just just struggling. They've been struggling all year here. Alex can be here in the left wing. Thought about pulling a deep three. Kicks it back up top to Trey. Right over to RJ in the right wing. Oh, right back to Alec. Alec going to get a nice little pass. Nice little scoop pass inside of Trey. Trey up, no good. Gets the rebound coming down to RJ. RJ saying, get a, yeah, Alec. Alec shot up, no good from three. That will get rebounded by Shilton. And now it'll be Dawson. Dawson going left to right on your radio. 36-16. Trying to get it inside as he's really guarded heavily. That's a quick steal there from Trey. Back up top to, or went to Trey. Back in, up top to RJ. The ball was on the ground there for a second. It came back down to Blaze. Blaze three up, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. As now as they bring it back up, Dawson slowing the game down. Looking to get a screen. As Alec gets a hand on it, and somehow Dawson able to come get it. Another steal there. Trey got a hand on it again. Went to Blaze. Blaze going to kick it up to Alec. Alec going to drive up, and good from Alec Bourne. He's going to go to the free throw line for another.
A great move by Alec Bourne. Did a little hesitation. Came right up in the middle, and I thought he was going to dunk on him right there for a second. He got up there.
It was high enough where he could have got up there. It was a nice move, hesitation move. It looked like he was slowly falling into place and then exploded in there. This is Alec's first trip here to the free throw line tonight. Up and no good from Alec. Rebound going to come down to Trey Quick, though. Trey with another one. As now, I didn't even see what happened on that one.
Trey Quick kicked that out to RJ and missed the three.
Yeah, RJ missed the three. RJ taking these quick, he's got a quick release. The rebound came down to Salem. Getting it inside to Schultz. Shot up, no good. It will be Alec with the board. Alex fifth. And Alex going to bring it up himself. Going coast to coast, up and good.
Another and one for Alec Bohr.
It's that easy. Yeah. Alec makes it look easy here tonight. Let's see if this time he missed the free throw last time. Let's see if he can get the shot up and good, or the free throw and up for the and one.
The foul's on the exact same person who did it last time, Jordan Schultz. That's his third personal, second team.
Jordan Schultz there, he's got 4 points on the night. 0 of 5 from the free throw line for that young man, as he's got three rebounds as well. Alec Bohr missed his first one just a moment ago. As second one up, and good that time. It's Trey Quick on the ground. Gets the and one opportunity, as that makes it 14 points on the night here for Alec Bohr. They get it here to the right wing to Conway. Back up top. Get over to the perimeter. Going to move it down low to Morrison. Up and... going to get the foul called on Trey Quick. Is Morrison going to go back up after the made shot?
And that's Lucas Morrison's first bucket of the night, I believe.
Yep, he's got two on the night. He had 10 in the first matchup against the Bulldogs.
He's back on the stripe right now. He's 0 for 2 currently.
Yep, he was 0 for 2. I didn't have it in my paper, but he is 0 for 2. Up and no good that time. Rebound going to come down to Alec. Athletic rebound as you can bring it up here, going right to left and radio or the dog straight quick here in the right corner. Back over to Alec. Alec almost got him with a crossover. Shot up, mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound going to come down. The ball's in the air, coming down to Conway. Or to Wolf. As Wolf backed up here to Dotson. Dotson going to get it back over here, back inside. Getting it into Morrison. Morrison gets him. Oh!
Nice steal by Blaze Klausner. Coming down the baseline, knocks it right out of Morrison's hand.
As Trey Brown wants a three off the Blaze Klausner pass, is up and good.
Turning defense into quick offense right there.
That's money. That's what you want to see there from the Dogs. As they get up top to Dawson. 44-18. Dogs on top with 4:15 to play here in the third. Gets it inside to Schultz again. Or Shilton. Shilton is going to go up. No good, but it will be a foul, I believe, on Alec. We'll see who they call it. It could have been on Trey Quick as well.
Oh, it looks like it's going to be on Alec Bohr. That's his first personal. Second team.
Carter Shilton going to the free throw line tonight. These free throws are brought to you by the attorneys of the Raw Law Firm of Williams, Robinson, Riggler, and Bush Joves. As that went up, and good from Carter Shilton going, trying to go perfect here tonight. Maluki coming in here. The substitution is brought to you by the Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chuck Meadows. If you live in Phelps County, Chuck Meadows has you covered. As that free throw up and good as well from Carter Shilton. He's got five on the night here for the Tigers. 4:09, let's play. 44-20. Deep three from Trey Brown up and good off the Alec Bohr assist. That's three three-pointers on the night here for Trey Brown. It makes it 47-20. As now they're going to kick it into the right wing. Back up top to Shilton. Shilton into the left wing to Dodson. Back up top to Wilson. Wilson over to Dotson. Dotson can shoot from the left wing. Three up and good from Wilson. He gets it right back. Or Dotson as he gets it right back. He shot a few of those. It's the first three I have him making all night. Now Alec looking to go right to left on your radio. Kick it back over to Trey. Same play. Up. No good. Rebound going to come down to Trey Quick. And he's going to get blocked, but it will be a foul on out of Lucas Morrison.
That's Lucas Morrison's second personal, third team. As Trey Quick's going to the line. He is 1-for-2 so far.
This trip to the free throw line is brought to you by the Center of Rolla. See what classes are available at center.rollacity.org. Up and good there from Trey. Trey Quick there.
As Kobe Shivers coming in for Trey Brown.
And that substitution brought to you by your Rolla Booster Club. Up and good there from Trey Quick as well.
And here comes Danny Foster in for Blaze Klausner.
Now 49-23. Dogs on top here with 3:25 left to play here in the third quarter. Gets his Dawson in the right wing. Trying to get it inside to Lucas. Trey Quick skies for it. Going to get all coming back down to Schultz right over to Morrison. And he's going to get fouled. Alec going to get the foul. Doesn't like the call, but that's an easy call.
Yeah, Alec was all over him trying to get that block. That was great defense by Trey Quick, though.
Trey Quick
got right in front of Lucas Morrison and went a good...
He skied up there. He was high up there. I thought he was going to try to Odell it up, and no good here from Lucas Morrison. That's his third free throw attempt. He was just at the free throw line, too. I think I missed that. As this went up, and no good again from Lucas Morrison.
Rebound by Alec Bohr.
Come back over here to Foster. Foster pump face, kicking to Malukin on the left wing. Up and good for Malukin Pritchett off Danny Foster's pass.
That's his third three-pointer of the night as well.
They're hot from the three-point range here tonight as they get it into to the left wing to Conway. Back up top here to Dotson. As now they're going to kick over to Dotson. Back in the right wing. It's a screen set. Up and good from Dotson. It's his second of this half, and it's second one of the game here. Gets it to Trey Quick. Trey Quick, you might as well pull up too. Everybody's feeling it.
Everyone.
Back over to Alec. Gets over to Colby in the right wing. Colby back inside to Trey. He's going to try to drive on Morrison. Up and under. Good
nice
shot.
Nice reverse layup for Trey Quick right there.
Good shot there from Trey Quick. 54-26. Dogs on top here. 2:25. Kick it up top to Dotson. Dotson over here to Shilton. Back over to Dotson the right wing over here. They keep dishing it to each other back around the perimeter. Gets it inside to Morrison. Up and in and out. No good. Rebounding going to come down. Oh, his ball's on the ground. Danny Foster gets the rebound. As now they're going to get it to Alec. Alec's going to drive up, and good from Alec Bohr. Headbutts the ref, and the foul will be called on Lucas Morrison.
Another and one for Alec Bohr, and he was flying that time, ran right into the referee down under the baseline.
The way he hit his head looked like it was a headbutt, but I think he's fine. He had that whiplash bad. This trip of the free throw line, it's brought to you by Riverways Federal Credit Union, positively different.
The ref was making sure that Alec was okay.
Yeah.
As Brian Marlin is coming in for Carter Shilton for Salem. Alec Bohr getting two more free throws. He is 2-for-1 for 2.
Up and good there from Alec. It's an and one again. Remember, he's only had the you got the and one opportunities. He don't go to the free throw line for
he
two.
He doesn't.
He don't go to the free throw line for two because he makes the first one. You don't got to.
There's no need.
You don't got to shoot two if I make that first one. I'll just take a 3-point play. As now it will be Dotson bringing up the court here. 57-26. Dogs are on top here with 1:57 left to play here in the third quarter. Back up top to Dotson. Dotson get it back over to Marlin on the left wing. Marlin trying to get inside. Back up top to Dotson. Right over to the right wing. Duke Conway back up top. Moving around the perimeter. Just trying to get somebody open. Get a little space. Kicks it inside to Schultz. Shot up and no good. Rebound to the Tigers. It was up and good from Dotson. The effort's still there from him.
Yeah, they're definitely not quitting right here.
That's
10
points for Dawson. Foster's going to get a three up in the right wing. No good. Rebound coming down to Jack. Shot up and no good again. Nope. Rebound coming down to Schultz. Good board there by Jack Hounsell, but Schultz later to get the missed opportunity there off the putback. Three up and no good. Rebound again there from Jack Hounsell. As now it'll be Malukin Pritchett bringing up here for the Dogs. Looking to slow it down here with 1:10 to play here in the third. 57-28. Dogs are on top. Going to be cross court here to Malukin. Malukin going to pull up from three again. no good. Rebound coming down to Colby Shivers. Man, someone hit the ground hard. Back up top to Benjamin. Up, no good again. Jack with the steal. Going to pull around jumper. Going to get blocked. And there is a rebound by Schultz and the block as well. Good steal there from Jack. Just couldn't get a shot up. As now they get over here to Marlon. Marlon right back to Dalton. Over to Conway in the left wing. Gets it back up top to Dalton. Had Marlon for a second. Gets it to Conway. Back over to the left baseline to Wilson. Moving around the perimeter. They're going to get it inside. Nope. Back up top to Dalton. Dalton to Conway. Conway going to pull up jumper. Up and no good. Rebound coming down to Danny Fall. Is going to hit off his hands. Couldn't handle it. Denver really had never had the possession of it. Kind of just, he thought he had it ready to look up court.
Yeah, he was looking for to start the break right there.
And it went right off, right out of bounds on him. So it would be Tiger basketball with 29 seconds left to play here in the third. In my baseline left, gets it inside to Schultz up and no good, but it will be a
charge.
Foul.
Yeah, I believe that's a charge.
We'll call a charge. I didn't see him call. They will call a charge on Schultz.
And that's his fourth personal for Salem and four, team fifth.
4 points from him, five rebounds, but he's been relatively silent here in this third quarter. 57-28. Malou going to shoot a deep three. No good. Take a step closer. That's right there. Dotson, or it will be Wolf with the rebound. Wolf gets to Conway. Conway to Marlon. Marlon gets it inside to Schultz, and there's going to be a foul. I think it's on Jack.
Yeah, he was kind of disappointed right there.
I don't know what they're gonna what they called it on. I'm gonna call it on Jack just because the way he put his head
down. It is on Jack Houndsom right there. That's his first of the night.
If you put your head down like that, you most likely did something wrong.
Automatically.
11.9 seconds left to play here in the third. 57-28 inbound baseline right here for the Tigers. Trying to get up top to Marlon as they do get a double screenshot up and good from Brian Marlon. That's his second three of the night. Makes it 57-31. Malukin trying to get it up to Danny Foster. Danny Foster, quick three up. And, oh, no good. Rebound coming down to Jack. No good as well. 57-31 going into the fourth quarter. Come on back for fourth quarter action at ESPN 107.3.
This is Cricket with Robin Cricket's Tater Patch. And you're listening to Bulldogs Basketball on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
Our fourth quarter is brought to you by Edward Jones agent Gary Claus. You're making sense of investments. Bulldogs on top here, 57-31 here. Three-point party. Everybody's just been raining deep from three now in this third quarter. As now Tigers end up with it. Gonna go left to right on your radio. Back up top here to Conway off the Marlin pass or the Conway pass. Gets it inside of Morrison. Nope, ball. That will be a turnover here for the Tigers. As it will be Malukin. Malukin gets it in here to the left wing near side. Gets it inside to Danny Foster. Ball on the ground, and it will go out of bounds. Off last touch by Bulldog. Turnover there for the Dogs. As now we'll be inbounding here. 7:38. Let's play here in the ball game. 57-31. Dogs on top. As now they get it up top to Marlon. Marlon, they're going to kick it over to Logan Shilton. Back up top to Marlon. Or to Wolf. Wolf kicks over to Marlon in the right wing. Up. And good man. That's 3 three-pointers there from Brian Marlon. It makes it 57-34. And Colin, you might as well pull it too, son. Three up, no good. Off the front iron. But you might as well. Everybody's hitting it from over there.
It's raining threes here in Salem.
I think I might pull up for one. And we'll get over here to Marlon in the left wing. Back up top here to Wolf. Wolf looking to get it to Morrison. Morrison on Foster is not a great matchup. For the Dogs, gets it back up top. They're moving around the perimeter again. Gets it inside to Morrison. Oh, Malukin almost intercepted it. And there's going to be a foul. As Morrison will go back to the free throw line. I think he's 0 for 5 all night.
That's what I got him for, too.
I mean, really, look at it. Jordan Schultz, 0 for 5. Lucas Morrison, 0 for 5. Carter Shilton's the only one that's got to the free throw line and made it. As really, they're struggling from the free throw line. That's 10 missed free throws here for the Tigers. Up and good that time.
There's a made one.
As I had to bite my tongue. This trip of the free throw line is brought to you by My Serenity, helping consumers achieve the best quality of life possible in their own environment. I had to bite my tongue there. I think Lucas Morrison might have been upset with me. Up and good that time as well.
He's trying to prove you wrong right there, Sparky.
Yeah, was that 2-7? I don't like when people try to prove me wrong. Just let me be right. Gets over here to Colby. Colby bringing it up right to left on your radio for the Dogs. He's going to do a little crossover. He's going to get some space. Shot up and floater good from Colby Shivers.
That was a great move. Back and forth up at the top of the key, and he drove in a nice little floater for
right
him.
Back, right back and forth, a little crossover in there. 59-36, 6:28 Let's play here in the ball game. Gets it over here to Conway. Conway gets inside of Morrison, and I don't know what he was trying to do there, but it will be a turnover again for the Tigers. It will be Maluka. Maluka gets it inside of Foster. That's going to be a block, and it will be a foul there.
Danny Foster went up for the shot. I don't know if he got blocked or just missed it, but he came back down on a Salem player, tripped over him, so that's going to be a foul on Salem.
He got blocked by Jordan, or to Carter Shilton, because I don't think he saw he was there till it was too late pulling the shot up. And then right there behind him, I believe it was Wolf. He's falling down. Looks like a little bit of a cut block. Gets it in. Oh, Carter, and see Danny Foster gets tripped up again there by Marlon. Ball was on the ground. Gets over here to Colby Shivers. Maluka, nice little cross over there quickly. Gets it to Colby up top in the right wing. Back over to Colich in the left wing. Colin, what you going to drive? Pull up, jumper from the elbow up, and good from Benjamin Colich. Attaboy. The junior guard gets his first bucket of the night here. 61-36, 5:55 Let's play here in the third. Gets it here to Wolf. Wolf up top to Marlon. Back over here to Conway in the left wing. And try to get inside to Shilton in the left baseline. Back up top to Marlon. Marlon wanted to pull up from three. Gets it to Conway. Conway wants to do it. Gets it over to the baseline as well. As now they're just wasting time. And again, try to do it cross court over here to Wolf, as Colby Shivers had none of that as he hit it out of bounds. That makes it 61-36 right now with 5:35 left to play here in the ball game. Bulldogs on top. Inbound baseline right here, right near the corner, as they get it up top to Dodson. Dodson thought about pulling up. Colby's right behind him. Going to get it to Shilton. Shilton, no good from three. Man, he's not afraid to pull up. Rebound coming down to Marlon. Up and good there for Marlon. It's a mid-range jumper. Marlon's having he's really turned his whole night around here. He's got 11 on the night for Marlon.
Yeah, he had three at halftime, and now he's got 11 here in the fourth.
As Colby Shivers is going to get up. As now, I think it was Colby Shivers again. He's going to drive over the right wing. As up and good. Colby trying to get that Colton's player of the game tonight. Gets over to the left wing. Back up top. Right over to the right wing to Marlon. Oh, man!
Big block by Malukin, hustling for that.
Hey, man, Malukin's had some of the meanest blocks yet this year so far. He had a mean one over at the Republic tournament, and that one was ferocious. That was scary. Oh man, Malukin just smacked him. Man, gets over here, gets into the corner, three up, no good. Rebound coming down to Jack off the air ball. That's his third. As he get over here, I can't see who that is. That's going to be Hayes. Hayes, Mason Hayes bringing it here in the right corner now. Back up top. Hayes back over in the right wing. I can't remember if Mason Hayes hit the game winner in the JV game. He's going to be driving inside. Gets Danny Foster off his head. Joyce over here to the drive up. And good from Danny
good
Foster.
Good post move by Danny Foster right there.
Danny Foster's had he's been kind of getting beat up this game, so it's nice to get that shot up and good from Danny. Back up top here to Dodson. Dodson over to Wilson in the left wing. Back up top to Marlon. Marlon tried to hit Shilton. Shilton wanted to streak down it, but passed a little bit behind him. Good moves by Dodson. Shot up and good off the back iron for Dodson. As now Colby Shivers makes it 65-40 with the Dogs having the lead so far here tonight. As now it will be Connor Joyce. Who hit that game winner in the JV game? Was it Connor
Joyce?
That
was Connor Joyce.
Connor Joyce there.
Assisted by Mason Hayes down here. So yeah,
we got the
win and duo
here.
And one.
I think that's going to be Mason Hayes. Mason Hayes drives, gets fouled, shot up, and good there for Mason Hayes. This trip to the free throw line is brought to you by the Rolla Booster Club.
And Mason Hayes was a big scorer in that JV game earlier. And he was really running that team, and then Connor Joyce, who's also in number 33, hit that game winner right before this game.
67-40, Bulldogs on top here with 3:55 left to play here in this. Can he get the and one up and good from Mason Hayes? 3-point opportunity for the sophomore guard, up and good. That makes it 68-40. Is now they bring it up top, right over here to Marlon. Back up to Dodson. Dodson gets it back over to Wilson. Wilson cross court, move the ball pretty aggressively across the whole court. Wilson trying to get it inside, gets it up inside, and there will be a foul. As now, Carter Shilton at the free throw, send Carter Shilton back to the free throw line.
And that foul was on Connor Joyce. That's his first personal.
For the sophomore guard. And that's going to be the 16th foul here for the Dogs. Free throw up, and no good from Carter Shilton. I think that's his first miss from the free throw line here tonight.
I believe so.
2-2. Now it's 2-3. Let's see what he can do here on the second opportunity. Up and good from Carter Shilton. It makes him 3 of 4. Colby Shivers is going to bring it up here for the Dogs. 68 to 41. As now, it looks like Mason Hayes wanted that cross-court pass to Colby as he gets it to him up top now. As Colby looking to drive, he's over here to Connor Joyce. Connor Joyce looking to drive, and there's going to be a foul. Nice little crossover from Connor Joyce, and now he gets fouled. It'll be I believe we're going to enter the bonus. 18 fouls here. The foul will be on Hayden Wilson. That's his fourth.
Connor Joyce is going to try to get his first varsity points
of the year. Up and good there. He earns the opportunity at the second free throw as well. This Tribute Free Throw Line is brought to you by the Roller Booster Club.
Connor Joyce, second shot up.
And good. Attaboy, Connor Joyce. That up and good there from him. 2 of 2, perfect from the free throw line here for Connor Joyce. 70 to 41 with 3:15. That's a play. Back up top. It gets it to Dotson. Dotson right back over to Wilson. Back to Dotson. Gets a screen. You keep moving the ball around the perimeter. Gets over here to the right wing. Back up top to Dotson. Right over here to the left wing. Can't see who that was. It's Logan Schultz. Gets an inside shot up. No good. Rebound coming down to the Tigers. Up and no good again in the post. Rebound again by the Tigers. As it was Jordan. It was Jordan Schultz. And then Carter Shilton getting back-to-back rebounds. And that time up and good for the Tigers. Gets it here to Jack Houseman. Just get it out of the double team. As Connor Joyce going to a little floater. Put a little touch on it. Connor Joyce. Right from the left elbow, a little floater up. Makes it 72 to 43.
That's a pretty deep floater, too. Yeah.
Right off the left elbow. Gets over here to, I believe that's going to be Wilson. Wilson, the right wing. Back over to the right baseline. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound coming down to Jack Council. Jack, I think it's his fourth. As now will be Colby Shivers bringing it here. Right to left on your radio. 72-43, 209. Let's play here in the ball game. Colby looking to drive. Up and no good. Rebound coming back down to Jordan Schultz. Jordan Schultz has got 8 rebounds. Rebound. Looks like he's going to pull up. Going to take the shot up. There is Shilton. And he gets the 3 up and good. That's his second 3 of the game. As what's going on here? Is Salem taking a timeout?
I believe so. Just get some new players in.
Salem's going to take a 30-second timeout. Salem's going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. It'll make it 72-46. The Dogs are on top right now. And they're going to get a little substitution in. Let's see if I know if we have any of these kids on the roster. Lucas Morrison, Damon Akers. Wolf will stay in, and then number 25, Braden Carmack. They're all in there. We got them. So now we'll be Colby Shivers here in the left wing. 72-46. Dogs on top. Kicks out to Jack in the left wing, and there's going to be...
I was going to say Jack stepped out of bounds on that one.
I thought he did. I just thought maybe they're not going to call it. But that's a turnover here for the Dogs on the left. Inbound here near the corner on this near side. As now it will be Dawson Conway bringing it up here up the court as he gets it almost intercepted. He got tried to fit it in there to Akers. He did. He's over here to the right wing, right off, moving the ball around the perimeter back again, back up top. And he's going to keep trying to fit that in there. It'll be a shot up from Carmack. Up and good. You know what? Salem got some shooters.
They really do.
I don't know if it's just tonight, but they're got some shooters here. 72-49 with 111. Colby Shivers here in the left wing. Bulldogs are on top. As now it's going to be a quick turnover here as Morrison is able to pick it up and gets it over here to Conway. Conway going to go left to right, going to kick it to Carmack. Lost the handle on it. It hit right off the fingertips and just couldn't bring it in. That's a quick turnover here for the Tigers. And now Colby Shivers back up top. Colby looking to get a screen step here with Jack. Gets one. Pick and roll play. Jack going to go to the left or from the left elbow up and no good. There's be a travel called on Jack anyway, so it won't matter. As it will be Tiger basketball again here with 40 seconds left to play here in the ball game. 72-49. Dogs all are on top. Going to get over here to the right corner. As it's Carmack. Carmack back over here to the right wing. Back up top. Going to get it cross court. Somehow gets Jack gets a handle on it. Going to move back over to Carmack. Carmack up. No good. Rebound coming down to Danny Foster. Colby Shivers gets that almost Hail Mary pass here to Jack. Jack up top to Foster. as Danny's going to have to dribble here to his left, kicks it back up top to Colby here with 15 seconds left to play. 72-49, Dogs are on top here as it now will be Mason Hayes here in the right wing. Mason Hayes is going to sit on it here, and that will be a win here for the Dogs. They go to 6-0. Salem Tigers fall to 1-6. 72-49, Bulldogs on top here. When we come back, we'll have post-game analysis here at ESPN 107.3.
This is Ginger with My Serenity, and you're listening to Bulldogs Basketball on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
And welcome back here to ESPN 107.3. Final score here tonight, 72-49. Me and Kelly Brown have a little bit of trouble. It might be 74-49. I'm pretty sure it was 72-49. They turned the scoreboard off too quickly. So I'm going to go ahead and say it's 72-49 because that's what I had the first time. Bulldogs look fantastic here tonight. I mean, they looked really good. The only thing you can really say is that second half they started giving up a little bit too many perimeter shots. That's about the only thing you can really say. But everybody was hot, and you had a couple kids in all that off the bench. Didn't have a lot of the starters in. I don't think Blaze played since early in that third quarter. Alex stayed in for a little bit. Trey was out pretty quickly. So really, a lot of the guys they brought out quick. So you know what? I completely forgot. Our post game show is brought to you by American Family Insurance agent Tony Froelich, providing dependable protection and service to Mid-Missouri. As again, their Bulldogs, I thought they looked really good. Kelly, what are your thoughts?
Absolutely, Raul looked amazing. But I'm gonna talk about Salem real quick. The scoreboard doesn't show it, and granted, we did have quite a few of our bench players in by the middle of the third quarter, but Salem has some potential. They're playing a really good Rolla team, but they had a lot of outside perimeter shots, and they were feeding their bigs, and it was working well, so props to Salem for all of their hard work.
Hey, that's a really good point. That's a really good point there, Kelly Brown. I thought they played really well. They were shooting really well from the outside there. Coach Miller here with us tonight. Can you hear me yet?
Yeah, loud and clear. How about you?
Yeah, good. Perfect. It's all good on our end. Coach Miller, congrats on the win here tonight. It seemed like a Bulldog team that came out firing, and they really shot well all night tonight.
It was fun to see the three ball falling for us and got it from a lot of different guys. Guys played hard. That was a game where you can kind of stumble and fall, and felt like our guys battled really hard, and usually shots fall whenever you're working hard like that.
Coach, I thought me and Kelly tonight, we thought a lot of kids that really came off the bench and played really well again. Starters, I mean, you really got some really good starters here tonight as well, a lot of good starter play. But off the bench, we thought Malouk and Pritchett, Colby Shivers, Colinch played some good ball. There's a lot of kids that played some really fantastic basketball tonight.
Well, the deal with that is they're not really off the bench guys.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of starters that are sitting the bench. We have got a real balanced squad, and we've got guys that can come in and really light it up for us. I'm really pleased with our depth. It's a testament to the guys how hard they work, and it's fun to see them have success like they did tonight.
We talk about there's a lot of kids that scored tonight. Blaze Klausner I don't remember Blaze even putting up a shot, but he really played. It seemed like he played some really fantastic defense, and he was kind of the kid that really helped bolster the defense and help facilitate that role. How important is his role in the team?
Oh, well, yeah. And you know, the cool thing is Blaze probably doesn't even give a rip that that he didn't score, because he's that kind of guy. He's wanting to see the team win and get better. And he's all about great leadership out there for us. He's one of those guys that just does the right thing all the time. And, we're thankful we've got him.
And another kid, while you say that, is Trey Quick. He's kind of turned around. I didn't know how well he was going to start off since he hasn't played since his sophomore year. But I thought tonight, and really the last couple nights he played, we didn't even see how good he was in that Republic tournament, because he was really asked to play defense against some tough kids. But tonight and in the St. James game, he's really come out here and showed his dominance.
Well, that's at the Republic tournament where he showed how good a player he is the way he was playing defense on some big boys. And, he's shown us some offense too. He's plenty capable. He can shoot the ball a little bit. And then I tell you what, when he utilizes his quickness against those big boys down low, he can spin to the basket, get there in a hurry and get an easy one. He's just doing wonderful things for us. And you know, another guy, Colby Shivers, man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we've been so impressed with his progress since the summer. And he's not only is he a tough defender, but he's some instant offense when he goes out there, and really pleased with him.
Coach Miller, congrats on the win tonight, and we'll see you next week.
That sounds good. Thanks, guys.
When we come back here, we'll keep breaking down the stats more here at ESPN 107.3.
This is Larry with Miller Glass of Rolla, and you're listening to Bulldog Basketball on Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3.
Bulldogs win here tonight at Salem. They beat Salem Tigers 72-49. I think we got it figured out. It is 72-49. Bulldogs look good here. Leading scorer is Alec Bohr here. He ended up with 7 rebounds, 2 steals, and with an assist. Blaise Klausner had 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Malukin Pritchett with 5. I had him with at least 5 rebounds, 1 ferocious block, and 2 assists and 9 points. Colby Shivers coming up, playing in 11 points off the bench, 3 steals, 2 rebounds for him. I got on officially. RJ with 2. I mean, there's a lot of scoring coming in again from a little bit of everywhere. Trey Brown with 13. You got Trey Quick with 7. He had about 7 rebounds, I think. So, I mean, a really good night overall here for the Dogs. So, there's not much you can say. We thought they would do, or this is what we expected them to do, and that's what they did.
We know Rolla's got a lot of shooters, but they were especially hot from three-point line tonight. Malukin's got 3. Colby Shivers had 2. Alec Bohr had 1. Trey Brown had 3. Several players getting lots of three-point shots, and there was plenty of shots taken as well. So
I was happy to see it for Malukin and Colby, because sometimes they've been a little hit or miss this season already. We've been kind of cold. So I think this is a nice little boost to their confidence, so they can hit it. Colby was shooting deep threes. Malukin wasn't afraid to hesitate and shoot those deep threes as well. So it was a really good ball game, and I think it's a big one in the going into the Union game next week, into the holiday tournament.
Holiday tournament is going to be big. Rolla's got plenty of confidence right now, no doubt. If they get a win at Union, that's going to boost it up even more. Yep. I think we got plenty of tough teams in the holiday tournament nonetheless. So that's going to be exciting to go watch. We got a big weekend there.
That's going to be a fun one. I love the holiday tournament. It's one of my favorite tournaments. Our Colton's Player of the Game is brought to you by Colton Steakhouse and Grill in Raleigh, where kids eat for 99 cents every Monday with the purchase of an adult meal. And me and Kelly Brown disagreed on this one, so we're just going to go ahead and give 2.
That sounds like
so
a
Kelly Brown,
plan.
I'll give mine first. My Colton's Player of the Game tonight, and we both didn't go wrong here. We both couldn't pick wrong. And mine tonight is going to be Malukin Pritchett. He had 9 points, 3 three-pointers, 2 assists, and the one mean block, and he had about 5 rebounds. So congratulations, Malukin Pritchett. You're my Colton's Player of the Game.
And mine tonight is Colby Shivers. He came off the bench with 11 points, was shooting from deep, a lot of confidence tonight, had 2 three-pointers and 5 others, 1 from the free throw line. And he had 3 unofficial rebounds and a couple steals, played some great defense. So congratulations, Colby Shivers. You're my Colton Player of the Game.
Well, there we go. That's a pretty good pick, Kelly. That's a pretty good pick. So
you as well.
So we couldn't go wrong there. Final score, 72-49 here tonight. For Kelly Brown and Thomas Maples back in the station, I am Brandon Sparks here, and we wish you a good night here at ESPN 107.3.
You've been listening to Rolla High School Bulldogs basketball on ESPN 107.3. Featuring play-by-play from Brandon Sparks. Powered by Taylor Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. My Serenity. State Farm agent Angie Del Foster.
Oh, man.
And by Riverways Federal Credit Union. Donut King. Kingdom Kia, the center in Rolla, Extreme
threw me
Accessories,
off, I didn't know what it was.
And by Williams, Robinson, Wrigler, and Bush Jost, Remax Heart of America, Cox Brothers in St. James, Browns.